Then, you know what we're going to do is we're before we get into that kind of that gap time before our open forum and public hearing section at 2 o'clock, which is kind of a steadfast tradition to start it right at 2. So we're going to move to a couple other non-action items. I don't like taking up petitions or proposals that need action because we just hear about them and it seems like we're putting people off and taking action on them. So we're going to move down to action item number, Division of Parks, number 15, the action item for Angostura concessions contract, which I don't think will garner any public comment. So.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. So we'll be, we'll be taking up item number 15 on your agenda. In your book, there is a concession lease document that was put together for your consideration and approval today on pages 23 through 81. We will not be going through that page by page today. Just to recap you, this is kind of the culmination of a months-long process. The commission approved the issuance of the RFP back in July. The department issued that RFP on August 10th, and we had a deadline of October 4th to receive proposals. And from that issuance, we received one proposal from Angostura Resort Management, who is the current concessionaire. We came to you last month. We had entered an action item on the agenda last month, but that was perhaps premature. We were still in conversations, and they voiced some late concerns regarding some of the details within the lease. No items of significance, but just some language that was included in there that they felt they needed more time to discuss. But we've ironed those details out, and so we are ready today to ask for your approval to enter this new lease. And I'll go over just the basic terms of significance within the lease that was advertised and that Angostura Resort Management has agreed to. We have this set at a term of 10 years, which is very standard for us in a concession lease. The required minimum services are the same, with some additions actually, from the previous contract. The 140 boat slips, the convenience store and food service, the two private exclusive cabin and trailer areas, that have a total of 86 total lots. The addition that we have is within the resort complex itself. In the previous lease, we had three cabins that were owned by the concessionaire and three that were actually under timeshare ownership. There have always been six cabins there, but the ownership had been different. Moving forward, we have transitioned all of those now to concessionaire owned and open for public rental at all times. And so that is the one main improvement that we've seen in this lease in comparison to the previous lease. The fee structure will remain the same as was in place, which is a 5.5% franchise fee, and then 35% on docks that are attached to the department-owned floating breakwater structure out there on the lake, as well as 3 cents per gallon of gas sold within the concession operation. We do assess a wastewater assessment fee on all of the trailers in the two areas, and that helps us pay off the bond payments that we have for the system that was installed for their use back in 2013. We require the concessionaire to collect that on the front end as part of their rental payments, and then they submit that to us so that we can put that into our fund system and help pay off those bond payments every year. And then the repair and maintenance reserve we have established in this contract is 2%, and that is used on both concessionaire and government facilities based on an annual plan and approval process that we go through with the concessionaire every year. So those are the major terms in our concession lease that we're proposing today. I did mention some modifications from last meeting. Some of the language that were in there, again, they're nothing of great concern or significance to us, but it's probably important to highlight those today just so that you're aware of what we did change. We had some language, which is fairly standard issue in our concession leases, that gives the department the right to withdraw or expand land at any time during the concession agreement. The concessionaire was concerned with that language, and I would just tell you that as a process, as in a practical matter, when we enter these concession agreements, even when it does say that, we cannot modify these concession agreements or change what is leased to them without having a concessionaire agree to an amendment and ultimately come that is put before you for approval. So from our standpoint, they did have concern with how that was worded. We appreciated that, and we looked at it, and we were agreeable to simply just striking that small portion of language out of the lease. It does not change anything as a practical matter for us. If there ever a need ever arises to change the leasehold of the land that is there, we still have processes in place to do that. The other thing would be the operational season that was required. The draft lease included a required opening day of May 1st at Angostura. They requested that we change that to May 15th. It's a two-week difference. Again, we were agreeable to that, just knowing what early May can hold out in the Black Hills and Southern Hills and what their staffing challenges are, and then as well as the low visitation we see during that time of the year. So we felt that was a reasonable accommodation, and we did change that in the lease. And then the last item was just some cleanup of some language in regards to trash and refuse removal within the concession area. They asked for some clarification, more definition as to where and what exactly was going to be required of them, which we modified. So that's really the lease document itself. The process, though, requires the commission to approve this on a few different levels. So the action we're requesting of you today is one, to approve the department's selection of Angostura Resort Management as the next concessionaire at Angostura Recreation Area. Two, to approve the draft lease document that was included in your book today for your consideration. And then the third piece of that would be to grant Director Simpson the authority to execute and sign that lease on behalf of the department. And with that, I would stand by for any questions that you might have.
Sure. Does anybody have any questions for Sean?
Mr. Chair, is that
three separate actions? So motion, second action, motion, second action, blah, blah.
I think that the way we've done it in the past is we've just bundled it into one motion. So I guess the request I have of you today is to approve Angostura Resort Management as the concessionaire and approve the concession lease document, and then give Director Simpson the authority to sign that. And I we've handled that as one action item or one motion in the past.
Okay. On that 10-year contract, is there an opener for both the department and or the concessionaire to exit early?
Yeah, there are provisions, Mr. Chairman, in all of our concession leases, and there are processes spelled out in our administrative rule of what is required of a concessionaire if they choose to, relinquish their rights prior to expiration. We have a process that is spelled out, and quite frankly, it just puts us right back in the position of developing a new RFP for a new issuance. And so they have that right. There's also rights given and processes spelled out as far as if they would like to request an extension of the lease or any other amendments. They have that right during any time of the 10-year contract outside of the last 18 months prior to expiration.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so I would entertain a motion to approve the concessionaire as Sean had indicated, and to also in the same motion to approve or grant the
approve the lease document.
Yep, and then give Scott Simpson, the director, the authority to carry out the contract.
I would move to approve and Director Simpson to complete the documentation.
Motion.
Second.
And a second by Rissler. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.